It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show, 97.7 The River.
Beer 30 is brought to you by the Sonoma County Fire Relief Beer Event. Tomorrow at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, celebrate all things craft beer at the biggest beer event Sonoma County has ever seen. For one time only, brought to you by the group that's hosted Sonoma County's premier craft beer event, Battle of the Brews. More beer, more music, more fun. It's the Sonoma County Fire Relief Beer Event. Tickets available now, firereliefbeerevent.com. All right, you can check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, and it's on iTunes and Google Play, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio for Beer 30. Hello, gentlemen.
Thanks, Danny.
Hi.
In front of us today, we've got a beer from the San Jose area, Camino Beer Company. I haven't really heard much about this place, so this is a brand new one for me. I feel like I'm always have my fingers on the pulse of the beer from the Northern California
region.
Lips on
the bottle.
If you will.
Right. Yeah. Hey.
Nice. We're twins.
Well done.
Thanks. Shows we haven't been doing this too long. This rolls in. This is their Imperial Rye IPA, and I generally like rye IPAs because they have a nice pepper backbone to them. They have a really nice dryness and spice that really, really complements the hop. I can tell you right now, this beer doesn't have that.
No. Yeah, the first sniff was, what's the word?
Cardboard.
Wet cardboard.
Wet cardboard.
Two words.
I mean, I honestly picked this up the minute I cracked the bottle. I got you get the aroma comes right out, and I'm pouring it in. I'm like, this, something can't be right. Because we've had a couple times on the show, on the podcast, on this show, where we've opened something in. The smell does not always deliver what the beer, in fact, tastes like. And unfortunately, in this case, it does exactly mimic what the beer tastes like. I don't know if this is a shelf issue, especially when you get – you know, there's many smaller brands from outside of the market, longer than a typical, a truck's going to come and deliver it. It sits on a shelf somewhere in a warehouse. People go, I have to get rid of it. They'll drop the price down and then get it moved out quickly.
And people going to the store that are from local, they're local, they don't know this brand or this beer.
Right.
They're going to go buy the ones that they know and like. And then on a flyer, like you just now grabbing this one, we don't know how long that's been
there. Yeah, that's the thing. And that's, there's really... this is something that was been pounded into my head in the beer industry is that you never get a first chance or a second chance to make a first impression. So this is a perfect example of why, shelf standards and like freshness and all that stuff really, really matters. Because according to it's hard to discern the date, but it looks like it's aged. Mm-hmm. It tastes like it's aged. Mm. So I don't even need to go through this is a bad beer. Period. There's just nothing good that I can pull from it.
Disappointing.
Yeah. So if you see Camino, be the judgment yourself. But I would probably stay away from it for sure.
I wouldn't say stay away from them as a brewery. I would say
no. There was another one there, but
this beer.
Yeah, this is the rye IPA because I'm getting zero rye. It's super malt forward. It's a malt bomb. And like you said, have you ever walked into a restaurant and someone has dropped something on the floor, broken a beer bottle, and they did a lackluster job of cleaning it up? You smell that wet cardboard, and this is exactly what you're getting.
That never happens at Ken Smoke or the Publican up in Windsor.
Of course not.
No, but other places.
Other places.
Obviously.
Right. Yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, that's 9.3% beer is not going to get even.
It's 9.3?
It's super syrupy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Syrupy is a great word for it. Yeah.
Well, it just has that thick viscosity to it. It's it's bad, people.
The cherry throat lozenge, like that flavor that it leaves in your mouth after you've done it. I just pick up on that too.
All right.
Are we done kicking this? I think we're done kicking this thing.
The horse is dead. All right. Well, you can relive this magic if you'd like to at 977theriver.com.
I think I'd rather lick the seats of an El Camino than drink this one.
Their podcast is Sports Meets Beer. Find them on Google Play and iTunes. All right, guys. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks for this.
Yeah, you're welcome.